Welcome back to the Cinephiles Corner. This is your host, Kunj Mistry. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for being here. I truly hope you enjoy it. Let's get started. How does it feel to question your mortality? Most of us take things for granted. Relationship, money, family, friends, security, well-being. We sometimes forget how much these individual components matter and how crucial they can be. This movie is a wake-up call to stop living like a deadbeat floating on this river called life. The movie that I'll be talking about is 50-50. It was released in 2011. It was directed by Jonathan Levine and the screenplay was written by Will Reiser. The movie stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Anna Kendrick and Seth Rogen. 50-50 shares many themes ranging from the comical sense of true friendship to darker and palpable themes like death. The protagonist of our story, Adam, works at a public radio station in Seattle along with his best friend, Kyle. Kyle, who's rightly played by Seth Rogen, can be a jerk in a cute, annoying way, but always has Adam's back. Adam feels a persistent pain in his back, only to discover later that he has a rare form of spine cancer. He was a regular dude going along his way, living all normal. Hearing this, he's quite appalled. Act 1 of the movie, which I like to call as the surprise, tells me the arbitrary nature of life. We make plans for tomorrow but forget to live today. So many of us live on autopilot, just surviving, living the same day over and over again and call it life. Is this all there is to the monotonous theme of our existence? Soon, Adam tells about this latest discovery to his girlfriend. She quits on him, and since it was way too much for her. And did I mention that she was cheating on him? 50-50 is inspired by the true story of Will Reiser, who wrote the screenplay of the movie. He was diagnosed with spinal tumor, and Seth Rogen, who plays Reiser's friend in the movie, really is one of Reiser's closest friends. Adam and Kyle's bromance is heartwarming. It stands as one of the core parts of this feel-good drama. Adam usually thought that Kyle was useless, but later in the movie, he's proved otherwise. He takes him to chemo and always finds creative ways to uplift his mood. After discovering that he has cancer, Adam decides to go for therapy to cope with this new change in his life. Anna Kendrick, who plays the role of Catherine, the therapist, adds a flavor of playfulness and care to the movie. At the beginning, Adam doubts her credibility and doesn't open up to her. She patiently waits and gives Adam his space. Here, Adam only has his mom and his best friend Kyle to look after him. He feels all alone. Cancer is, after all, pretty heavy. There are two scenes in the movie that particularly caught my attention. At the beginning of the movie, he talks to his boss. He tells him about this new piece on volcanoes that he was working on, but the boss did not pay much attention to him and goes away. It's a topic that wouldn't get a crowd excited, but Adam wanted his work to be taken more seriously. Now, when his work family throws him a party at the office, he's suddenly the guy that everyone knows and feels sorry about. His boss considers his work with a little more attention. People actually take you more seriously when you're dying. Recently, we could see a similar situation in the case of the late actor Sushant Singh Rajput. People started talking more about his work and how his contribution was paramount to the Bollywood industry after he passed away. I really wish that we could be more appreciative and attentive towards others and be vocal about it. This movie has equal proportions of hilarious scenes as well as those that make you want to just pause and absorb. Angelica Huston, Adam's mother, wants to take care of her son, but he ignores her and wants to do things his way. Towards the end, we see certain emotions arising between Adam and Catherine. Catherine is that sweet individual who would actually care about a random stranger. That makes her really likable. We sense Adam becoming more vulnerable towards her. It just makes the movie more comforting and pleasant to watch. The original screenplay was titled I'm with Cancer. Bryce Dallas Howard, who plays the role of Adam's girlfriend, came up with the title of the film. The writers were skeptical about it when she first suggested it to them on the set of the art gallery scene. But later she was surprised to see that her suggestion was made a reality. This is Joseph Gordon-Levitt's second film beginning with the number 50. He previously starred in 500 Days of Summer. Gordon-Levitt was nominated for the Golden Globe as Best Actor in a Comedy Film for both the movies. and both films earned a second nomination as Best Comedy at the same award ceremony. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Cinephiles Corner. See you next Saturday.